Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Hey, Brother D, I don't know what you hit the one button for. This was supposed to be going to war today, baby. This was a little old show we put kit together for the 9-on-1 Bad Boy Trick or Treat, though. But Brother D, what's going on out there, bro? What's happening?
Nothing, my brother. Just here.
Well, I heard you say it's for the 9-on-1. And you go ahead and bless the show and bless everybody that might be traveling back and forth to these races. It ain't the next week, but, you go ahead and bless the show since you're on there, my brother.
Well, see, as I say, it's for 9-on-1, and we definitely want the Lord to bless him. We want his show to turn out to be as greater than it's ever been before. And we do that with what? Prayer and supplication. So we tell God, thank you. What he have done and what he about to do for Brother Wick, because we surely want him to have a good time. So, man, each and every one of you seeing that we're here on a special Wednesday to bow your heads and give God your heart. Make the Lord feel something as you pray with me. Don't just let me pray by myself. Talk to the Lord and tell the Lord to bless him. Father God, we come before you this evening. Father, we want to just tell you thank you, Lord. Father, we just want to thank you for what you've already done and what you're about to do in our lives. Lord, we find ourselves today on a special show, nothing normal. What we find that it's done for our brother Wick. Father, we understand that he's about to embark upon his trick-or-treat again. We don't know when, we don't know where, we don't know how, but we just know that you're able. And we ask you, Father, to bless those that are coming in early, those that are waiting until the last minute to come. Father, we want you to bless them, that they will make it safely in and back home safely. And then, Father, we ask that you bless this show, that it will be bigger than it's ever been before. We pray, Lord, that you would just touch him right now. We know you're able, Father. Bless him right now, Lord. Touch his mind. Touch his heart. Touch his soul. And then, Father, we ask that you give him traveling grace, that everyone, each and every last one will return home and find their family just like they left. Father, these blessed among many, we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. Every heart say amen, amen, and amen. Brother,
amen. Back to you. All right, Brother D. Hang on for that minute. Hang on for a minute. Brother House, I see you on there. Brother House, hit the one button. Come on up top, Brother Tim. Big Tim, come on up top, Brother House. Where's 9-on-1 Bad Boy? This your show, and you need to hit the one button and get on here. This supposed to be your show, because if you don't, we'll turn it into something else. You know me. I fly by night.
Yeah, brother, you ready?
Yeah, yeah. Brother Witt, 9-on-1. I need y'all to hit the one button. Chia, hit the one button if you got something you want to put out. I know you always got something to put out, Brother Chia. If, like I said, 9-on-1 don't want to take this free opportunity to get some advertising or get something to show. I mean, they was on the back line, pumped it up. I wouldn't pump it up while we got 83 people on here right now already. But with that being said, if they don't hit the one button right quick, I'm going to go somewhere else right quick here. Brother House, how you doing, Brother Tim? Big Tim, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, dog. Doing good.
Okay, if you don't mind, Brother D just blessed the show. I wouldn't mind if you wouldn't just do a little small prayer for brother Cowboy. You know, he had a fire at his house, and everybody's doing okay. Nobody got hurt, and we just do a prayer for Brother Cowboy that we glad that no harm was done to him or his family, and everything is looking up right now, and he's gonna be traveling on his roads going to Boston to get his mother and everything. So would you do a prayer for Cowboy and his family right quick if you don't mind, Tim?
Don't mind at all, dog. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you, Lord, saying thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you for strength. Thank you for being a protective God. And we just say thank you, Lord, that you protected Cowboy's family. Material things we can replace, lives we can. So, Father, we just say thank you for shedding your light and allowing your angels to be encamped all around their family. Lord God, just bless him and touch his heart that he'll know that it wasn't nobody else but you, Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you for this opportunity to come before you on this show to thank you for sparing their lives. Lord, we love you, and we know that things will be replaced, and we just ask that you continue to keep him, strengthen him, and love on him, Lord, and touch his whole family with the fingertip of love and let them know that you're God and God all by yourself. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Doc.
Amen. Appreciate it, Brother House, Brother D. We appreciate y'all. Again, like I said, Brother Wood, hit the one button. If you're out there, 901 bad boy. Wheelchair, if you got something you want to put out, hit the one button, wheelchair. I mean, you know, it ain't necessary. We ain't obligated, but, you know, we just, like I said, we was trying to do our civic duty to try to recognize everybody. But I see I'm kind of feeling like it's unappreciated. So in the future, if I don't do it, don't y'all charge it to my head, but not my heart. I try to do the right thing in a godly way, which I mean, you know. If the guy got a show, they always complaining about nobody giving no recognition. I give him a whole special day, and they still won't even hit the one button. Come on in. Wheelchair, if y'all out there, I see you out there, but you didn't hit the one button either. But it's no big deal. Like I said, I shoot from the hip. Like I said, I was booked to go down to Dalton this week. And, of course, you know, today is Wednesday. Tim House got out of his duties of blessing his, of doing his interpreting the song yesterday, because he was supposed to do it today if I didn't have to go to the racetrack, but he did a brilliant job yesterday, so we let him go. But I'm going to come up with another song I love real good that I want him to break down like he's been breaking them down, and man, oh man, I love the way he does it. Like I said, I was scheduled to go to Dalton this weekend to Carolina Small Town No Town race. That's Lance and Travis's race, but it looked like it's going to be bad weather there. It's going to be raining, and so they canceled real early. They put it off real early, so they won't have nobody somebody can make other plans. They won't be sitting around to find out what they're going to do. So they've already canceled the race in Darlington this week. So that means I'll be heading down to Montgomery, Alabama. I'll be going down to Montgomery, Alabama Friday and Saturday, which I shouldn't have booked Saturday, but I did, because I might want to go there with Trigger Man. They're supposed to be going to North Carolina on Saturday, but it looked like a little shady over there too, so I don't want to talk about nobody's race because whatever, you know, we talk about it. I mean, anybody can look and see what's going on. But anyway, I'll be in Montgomery this week. I'll be in Montgomery. They got a big shootout down there. And it's, boy, they got Keisha going up against Karma. Price of Admission on Friday night. Keisha versus Karma. And man, I want to see that in myself in person. I don't want to have to come on the radio show to tell what happened, how it happened, whatever. I want to look them two jokers in the eye. Not necessarily, they might not even meet each other, but they're in a four-car shootout there with Keisha Karma. Leslie Davis got her cut out in this one more. You know, I ain't did no research on it because I wasn't scheduled to go there. So I don't know what that is. Then next week, we're going to run on down to Valdosta, which is a duck race, be down the duck race for the whole week down there, probably from Wednesday to Sunday, from Thursday to Sunday. Man. And also, that's the same week of Trick or Treat, which this show is supposed to have been for, but unfortunately, maybe they got something else better to do. It don't bother me. Then next week, the 22nd to the 23rd, I'm open. I don't have any dates. I don't have nowhere to go. That day I might need that rest, but I know something's going to come up. I have to go somewhere. Then the week after that, we're going to Halloween, which is real Trick or Treat week. I'll be down in Piedmont that Saturday and that Sunday. So that's my schedule, and that's what I'm doing, God willing. As Brother D always says, God gives our will. Well, Brother D and Brother House, don't seem like nobody want to get into no drama. Y'all want to give us a little appetizer right quick, or a little prayer appetizer, since nobody want to get no drama appetizer? Maybe they don't want to get none either.
What do you do, dog?
Who is this?
A whole lot of money like in this bitch.
Who is this?
It's the Whitaker, baby. Like okay. Mike here called me Whitaker. This Whitaker.
You ain't good enough to call in on your own phone on your own show.
Let me call him on in, dog. Let me call him.
I mean, come on, man. It's really in kids' voice. This is real though. This is really disrespectful. I have a special show for him.
All right,
you
let
gotta
me
get
call
on somebody
him.
Else.
I called him.
I really got a problem with that, D. I really got a problem with that. He already knew. I called him first and told him about the special show.
I got a problem with that.
If you got to call a man to help his own self out, yeah, I got a problem with that. That man don't even respect enough to have a special show for him to call in on his own show. When I see you, Brother D, I'm going
to
find out.
I try to get rid of
I'm gonna find out.
I gave him the benefit of the doubt.
Hold on a minute. I see him down here. With him very disappointed in you, but I gotta beg you to come on your own show with.
You got a whole lot of money.
Okay. What's happening? What's happening? Hold on. Let me see what this is from Chicago.
They have
some
kind of money.
Y'all
mother getting new motors and shit.
Okay, who's this? 6910. Who's this?
That's Stoke, dog.
Hey,
okay, what's up, Stoke? You must do me in the queue. But shit, hold on, I got something going on, right? I got a lot of noise
going on. All right, go ahead. All right, I'll meet you. Well, go ahead. Like I said, I'm feeling bad with. You didn't even call into the show with it, and Brother D had to call you. I got a problem with Brother D.
No, I was just in the call.
You supposed to be the first somebody in here.
I just threw him in.
I mean, I think Danny Boy and them told you earlier on the back line, them doobies down, man. The kid hit the one.
Yeah,
now
I be late for the whole races and stuff.
Hey, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I don't play being late.
But, dog,
you
got to remember, dog, this is not the normal day.
Man,
this is not a normal day to do a shit like that.
Yeah, I'm in this bitch, though.
This is your show. We ain't got to be on that long. You got a couple of things you want to talk about or what's going on. Like I said, on the back lines, Danny Boy was doing a tremendous job of trying to get some lock in. We had a whole lot of nibbles, but didn't nobody bite, though. What's going on? What you got going on down there? Well, you got enough going on.
I'm glad you had the show. A lot of guys was at work and couldn't get off and couldn't get on. Mario drawing off. A lot of guys, eyes, and me, and, you know what I'm saying? So if they listen to the show, come on, hit the one button. If you're trying to lock in for Trick or Treat, come on, get your spot. This is the spotlight for the grudge racers, all grudge racing. This is grudge racing. This ain't got nothing to do with nothing else but grudge racing. So if you're trying to get your spot, hit the one button, and you can get your spot. You can get your spot. Somebody's going to lock you in. We got people coming from all over.
Is that your phone with that echo? Is that your phone with that old echo and stuff, man? You got an echo.
Let me see. You got an echo now?
No, that's a little better there. That's a little better.
Hold on. Let me go get my earplug,
dog. Why are you going to get it, though, Whit? You can't give him the Willie Dawg special. What is the Whit special, though? Whit got a special down there for anybody in the world. What's the Whit special, Whit?
The Whit special is, and it stands right now, because ain't nobody accepting the call out. Anybody in the world.
In the world.
And if you witness these call outs before, too, I honor them now.
Yeah, you do now. You do that now.
I honor them because Big Drag for one took the call out 1 year. Big Drag took the call out 1 year, and that's anybody in the world. Friday night has been going on for the last 10 years in the world. I don't care who it is. You ain't got to tell me who it is. Just tell me they locked. We locked. Friday night, 9 o'clock, the trailer. Traveling 3,000 about the truck. And if you're a sucker, you can take till your ass catch a fire. You're a sucker.
That's the Trick or Treat Holly Spring with 901 Bad Boy Special. You can't have no better than that.
Official call out. Now, dog, yeah. Go back a little history because you always say, I got to go back to history on this one. Do you remember when Kai Kelly took that call out?
And you whooped his ass.
No, I didn't whoop him. You know, he paid the punk out, but he went and synced that little boy for us. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And I told him I didn't want the money. I said, you got to go see that little boy. He went got that little boy. And that little boy got so many shirts and cars and everything. So this official call out means something to me. This means something to me. So when people say, oh, he ain't going to do it, he ain't this, he ain't that, they don't know what this official call out done for people's lives. And we still doing it. We still doing it. It's 2021. We still doing it. Fabo took this call out before. He's a living legend. He took the call out before. And I knocked him off. He red lit in Holly Springs. Sure did.
Yeah.
And he's a living legend. He one of the baddest in the
Well, he's not a living legend right now. He's unfazed now. He's not a living legend.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
he's a goddamn legend. Yeah, he's a legend.
Yeah.
He's one of the baddest that done did it. One of the best guys I've met, nicest family, everything, him and his father. So this call out means something to me. You know what I'm saying? Because it touches people's lives. Anybody in the world.
In the world.
Over there in Dubai and everything. I ain't got no whole lot of money. This is what my money. This ain't got nothing to do with price, my team, none of that. Because they might not like this race. 3,000.
Right.
3,000 belts straight off the trailer. And if you're a sucker, shake your ass, catch a fire. Now, I'm
I got okay. Hey, Witt, I got a question. You just explained it a while ago. I was going to ask you, what do you mean by, you know, some people, you know, and you just said if you're a sucker, you can, you know, you can catch your ass, catch a fire.
That's kidding.
Oh, okay. Well, Ken, I can't explain it to you now because I really can't explain to you because I let you know who the sucker is when somebody replies. And I say, that's him. That's him, Kenny. I got this. I don't know who's going to reply. You see what I'm saying? Because Mario might click on. Trigger Man might click on. Tony Bynes might click on. You see what I'm saying? Them ain't sucker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, so if a sucker hit the one button, dog gonna already know what they is. You gonna say, we got one.
Yes, sir. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, we got one.
Which you being very disrespectful with.
Well, you know, it's trick-or-treat. I get mad when trick-or-treat. I be in my feelings when trick-or-treat come around. There.
Oh, Why we ain't got Boss Bynes on there? Boss Bynes, he got some stuff to stir up. He gonna be a trick or treat. He out there poking fun at TMR, and TMR need to respond to this. Tony Bynes put some damaging stuff out there on TMR. I thought maybe they both would be on here to talk about that.
Oh man,
Boss said he getting ready, dog.
Yeah, Boss said he gonna be a trick or treat too.
Big mouth ass Danny boy say, I got something to say about that shit, Whit. Now, if you say, anybody in the world, and you ain't telling them how to come, what they can have on, you can't specify who the sucker is. If any motherfucker come on here, if you letting him come any way he want, and then he got to do all that goddamn shaking down and shit, he'll suck. I wouldn't give a fuck what his name is. I'm going to mute.
Right. That's the call out for anybody in the world, man. If you take it, cool. If you don't, we ain't tripping. People done took this call out and took this chance.
But you say any way you want to, if that means they can come however they want to, what they want to, right?
They can come however they want to. All right, a motorcycle can take this call out. I just hope I don't run over his ass down now.
Okay. Now, if you tell them to come any way they want to, set this shit up any way they want to, if they got to shake all goddamn night now, you might be able to call them a sucker. I don't give a damn who they are.
Well, now, long as they read at 9 o'clock, they can shake till their ass turn blue.
Oh, okay.
Nine o'clock. We don't want it to get too late. We don't want to say it's too cold. We want the people to see this. 9 o'clock, they can shake till their ass catch a fire. Be at the line waiting on them.
Okay.
And that's a call out to the world.
Damn.
That's 484 to the world, bro. So what? Anybody. If you don't make qualifying, if you don't make, hold on, if you don't, you know how Duck got a lot of guys that try to qualify over there. If you don't qualify at Duck Race, I think they'd be through with qualifying around Thursday night, something like that. If you don't qualify and you're on your way home, X275, any one of you boys, you can slide right on in the trick-or-treat Friday night, 9 o'clock, and get you $3,000 worth of gas.
You got a chance at $3,000.
You got a chance at
$3,000. You got a shot at $3,000.
You got a shot at $3,000 at trick-or-treat. You might be one of these racers that money might be tight, this, that, and the other, and you go all the risk. Now you don't make qualifying. Now you're a little short on me going home. I'm going to try and help you out. I'm going to have three grand. I'm going to put it up.
Yeah, Cowboy, who's there talking about us? Who said something about us, Cowboy?
Hold on. This is my show. You need to holler at me before you.
I ain't know our mic was open. I'm talking to Cowboy. Go ahead, Whit. Close our mic up, dog. I'll push it back. Yeah, I'm trying to find out the news. I didn't know we was open. Go ahead.
Talk to me.
I can interrupt the show.
Yeah, talk to me. Talk to me, Trippy. You grudge race of the year, but you ain't grudge race of Trippy Tree.
What's up, Whit? Whit. Nah, go ahead, man. I didn't think our mic was open, man.
You can leave his open, dog. We just shooting the shit. We just talking about Trick or Treat, dog. TMI and a lot of the call-outs that we did back in the day and everything. And it's another call-out. This is a real call-out.
You trying to talk to us because you told us we do that fake call out. You make a call out to the world.
I got credentials. Kyle Kelly took this call out one time and couldn't make it, and he had to pay the punk out. He went to see this little boy for me that was real sick. So this call out means something to me. It means something to me.
Right.
I'm standing on it. Yeah.
No, ain't no wrong with that.
Mario,
I just got a phone call I'm just going here to see if anybody.
And everything. Right. Mighty Mouse got that call out. Showtime can get it. I mean, it don't matter. All them tough boys.
Any
goddamn back. Turbo, blower. It don't matter because guess what? Trigger Man, who the only motherfucker that didn't call Killing Time out this year?
Yeah, you done that, but Whit, I'm gonna say this, I'm gonna go back on mute, but listen, you know, I'm just tired of this guy keep bringing up TMR all on Facebook and stuff and stuff like that.
But hold on, this is what we done to him though.
We done ran his ass over, man. Y'all need to call the ambulance. You know what I mean? But I'm going
back
to mute.
I got a favor I need to ask you. If don't nobody answer this call out, I know you're going over to Duck Race, y'all. You and Tim Hudson and everything, y'all going over there, and good luck over there for y'all. Kind of watch the people that don't make the field. If you don't make
okay.
I'm going to send you some coupons. All you got to do is I got a good deal for you. You know what Trick or Treat is down there in Holly Springs. I don't know if that's your way home, but I know you got to go home. You got to leave here, but you ain't got to go home. But you can stop.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to talk to Cowboy. Where Trick or Treat is? It's all we have to Sunday,
Friday,
right? I'm gonna talk to Cowboy. If Cowboy wanna do it Sunday, we might leave our dogs on Saturday and come up and see you Sunday with.
That's what we might do.
I'm gonna talk to Cowboy
I'm gonna try to be right there with you.
Dog gonna be a part of us with, and that's what we're gonna have a meeting about that. And cause I know how much Trick or Treat mean to you, Whit. So we're gonna come up with something, and I'm gonna talk to Cowboy after this show here, and we're gonna try. You know what I mean? But we're gonna have to see. But Sunday, you know, I know it ain't but one day, but that's a long. How long that is? 8 hours.
Hey, Jamie. I'm good with it. Whatever got to do for Whit, I'm good with it. right, say no more.
Cowboy,
we're going
to
hey,
y'all
gonna
have a meeting. Y'all will have a meeting, cowboy. Just went to the meeting, cowboy.
Now, like you say, you talk trash to us, but I know when you're serious and when you ain't. And I know you're going to miss, you know what I'm saying, TMR and the girls racing this year.
I'm getting tired of Andy Mack. Every time we had a show, he got to text me shit. Andy Mack, he the one that come on here and say your shit to say himself, Andy Mack. You keep texting me. Andy Mack said, you might be leaving early than that if you get over your ass, man.
Yeah, ain't no wrong with that. Ain't no wrong with that, dog. But listen, hey, Witt, I think that's what we're going to do, Witt. That's what we're going to do. But the only thing we just got to, because, man, that means we're going to have to, even though we're not running the clause that we probably would take to trick or treat, we just got to figure out, you know what I'm saying, that means we got to drag the call to Valdosta, then come up to your way. But we'll figure it out, and we'll call you after, you know what I'm saying, after the show. I just feel like TMR and dog, we need to be there. So we're going to work it out with.
Right.
We're going to work it out.
Okay.
Right. Oh, shit.
I love it.
Hey, Witt, this is what I want you to do, Witt. Hey, all, for everybody that was coming in Thursday and leaving Saturday, just come in Friday and leave Sunday. That's all I'm asking. Just tell your people, come in.
Jamie, you know what I do? Jamie, for you? You know what I'm going to do? This is what I'm going to do for you, Jamie. This is what I'm going to do for you and dog now. I'm going to go to Harley Davidson, and they got cables that they lock motorcycles down with. And I'm going to go back about 10 cables with the locks. And if a major player in there and you don't want him to leave, I'm going to lock him down. He's going to be able to go nowhere. This is going to be a fucked up trick or treat now. I'm going to go find a Harley Davidson cable. And I'm going to pull off on their ass because I know that I'm going to have the keys with me, and I'm going to pull off. They're going to be mad. And I'm going to say, TMI will unlock you tomorrow when you get here. So all you got to do is let them know who you want to stay. I'll lock their ass down, and they won't be able to leave the Sunday night.
Say no more.
I didn't know we were going that far with it, but I damn sure was going to ask you was some of those people going to change them rooms from Thursday to Saturday because, you know, on Thursday.
Well, one thing about it.
Back up.
One thing about it, we got three big shops up here. Our shops is like houses. We can camp out in this motherfucker. We camped out in this motherfucker. About 100 motherfuckers down here. They can't say they ain't got nowhere to go. Cowboy wasn't slipping this motherfucker.
Hey, dog, Witt, I'm going to tell you, the stronger you talk since we just gave you that news, the stronger you talk. See, I like that, Witt. See, you done picked up your pep a little bit now that you know TMI
right.
coming.
You know how you had a fight, and then you have a couple guys fight for the real finale. Yeah, I got the real.
I just got a goddamn text from Mike Hill. Said if you don't shut up, he gonna come out and knock a hole in the whole goddamn trick or treat. Damn, man.
Hey, Witt, what you got the real one? Witt, let it finish, dog.
Hold on.
Hey, Witt, go ahead and finish.
I got the real Terrence official Breakfast of the Year. And now I'm coming to motherfucking
trick-or-treat.
I hit him with that little, you know, they had that for the fight. You eat your little popcorn and shit, and then when the big fight come in, they bring them steaks out and shit, bring them steaks and shit. I got the real courage.
Oh, boy.
Wait.
TMR.
With one of the prettiest grudge calls in the grudge game.
Hey, don't say that. Bobby's going to get mad.
Bobby's going to get mad. Everybody's going to be on your ass, baby.
One thing about it, I just cashed up Bobby 200, not the car.
God damn. Man, I got to go back in here, but I'm going to be listening, though.
Y'all heard that shit. Y'all trick. Y'all know how we trick them at Trick or Treat. So I know y'all thought certain people weren't coming and this and that and that. That was the trick. Now come get your treat. That's all you got to do. We're going to have so much money. It's going to be a whole like Ray Carbon said. A whole lot of money in this bitch. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, a whole lot of money in this bitch, man. I'm telling you, man. Ray's top one.
Tell me about the trailer and the turkey legs, man. Turkey legs.
Oh, trailer and the turkey legs.
Turkey legs.
Somebody just texted me. Turkey legs.
Nah, I got cool. Nah, boy, we got
somebody. Twin text me that shit, man. The song of you text me that shit, man. Hit the one button and say that shit yourself. I ain't trying to start no shit today. This is Nine on One Show.
Yeah, I got the cash up you too, dog. I got the cash up you too, owe you 100. But one thing about this Grudge family, I do want to say, I do want to give everybody their props and everything. I ain't just trying to pat each other on the back. When it's time for us to come together, we do come together. I do want to say that. The Grudge family, yep. I don't care what color, none of that means nothing. All colors and shapes and forms, we all come together to try to help each other. That's one thing I can't get a Grudge family of props about. We do come together. We get mad, and we say, I'm mad at him. I ain't going over here, and I ain't going to do this and this. And when it all come together, and, dog, I said it the other night, but I ain't tell you because I don't want to pat you on the back. But you one of the main guys. I don't care what you say and what you do and how you talk to people. You one of the main guys that try to keep us together. I do want to give you your props for that. You do. Try to keep us together. You do that. No matter how you curse people out and how you talk to people, you do. I said it the other night. I said, one thing I can't say about dog, he do try to keep the Grudge family together. You said, man, you going to that race. You don't say that because you're trying to make this person look bad or nothing like that. You're trying to keep us together, and that's what we need to be.
Yes,
I need to go to this race. He need to go to that race. Because if we don't, we're going to separate. Because when we get to these races, we have a ball. Everybody having fun. Yeah. They're eating, they're racing, they're gambling. We have a ball. So I just do want to tell you that. And I ain't just saying that because it.
Yeah.
I ain't just saying that because it's Trick or Treat, and I think people come to Trick or Treat. Trick or Treat going to be. No, Trick or Treat going to be what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
One thing, Wick. You don't want to pat him on the back, Wick. You don't want to pat him on the back.
Will it? A.D., Willie Dog is one of the main guys to try to keep us together. He do. From the north to south.
But you said you're
one
of all back to Wick.
Nah, well, you know how y'all said Wick pat himself on the back.
Brother, you was trying to be nice. I'm going to get you when I see you, Brother D. I'm still going to get you.
Yeah. Yeah, Brother D done been to Trick or Treat plenty of times. Every time I seen him, he had a smile on his face.
Man, I was feeling bad. I was about to cry. I told you. Man, how the hell am I have a special show for Willie?
Nah.
He don't even show up.
No, I told Mike Hill that. I said, Mike Hill, Willie Dog is one of the main ones that try to, if y'all just watch and listen, I believe you agree with me on that, try to keep us together. He don't try to have us separated like, no, nah, don't mess with him or don't go over there. He always try to keep us together. And I liked it. I liked it, you know.
Appreciate it. Twin, your mic over. Don't you come in and start no trouble, because we're trying to be nice today. Don't start no trouble now, Twin. Come on.
Hey, what's going on, Wick?
What's going on, Twin?
Hey, I wanted to know, man, are you going to have that truck and trailer full of turkey legs there, man?
Yeah.
Small time racing every year.
Small time racing, Gadget and Big Wilson. They always come out and bring the turkey neck pot and everything and give it away and everything. They always, that's the sponsor for that. They always do that on their own. So that's Gadget and Big Wilson, Small Town Racing. They always do it every year. And I have steaks. I got Como. I got the guy that worked at Como Steakhouse. He's sponsoring me, and he's going to come down. He's going to cook plenty of steaks and burgers. He got ground. He got filet burgers. That's grounded up filet meat made to a hamburger. We're going to have those, too. So, and then Sunday, I'm going to have, like, chicken wings and stuff like that and everything.
Mm-hmm. You going to have the good steaks or the steak that make them rumor?
Oh, come on.
We've been getting along. Everybody been getting along, so I ain't gonna have the steaks that run y'all for that. Give them that one. I ain't gonna have to say give them one of them. I ain't gonna have to do that.
One year you said you them suckers they gonna get them steaks that make them ruin.
You know what I said this year, but that's why I said we always be mad. The early part of the year,
right.
I'm going to feed them motherfucking hot dogs at Trick or Treat Fuck. And now I tame them, man. I feel a little better. I'm going to go and feed them steak because I was going to feed their hot dog. I was mad in the motherfucker about some shit.
Should have been some vitamin. Hey, Whit.
Yeah.
Yo, who are you looking to get on when they come to Trick or Treat, so you can lock them in the lock them in.
You didn't need a worldwide call out twin. Twin, you didn't need a worldwide call out.
I understand the worldwide call out, but you know, even with a worldwide call out, you have your eyes on somebody. Who's that somebody
I already got my eye on. I ain't got to run nobody else as long as I run game over, just as long as the race happens.
Oh, shit. That's too bad.
Game over, been around here putting the name down for itself. He been running around here. He been doing his thing. He been looking good. He the man to beat to me.
Oh, yeah.
So if you beat him, that's a 2-1. Hold up, Quinn. So, Whit, if you beat Tutu Brad, that's a 2-1 because You were whooping Bobby Cole too, right?
I ain't got to be running around saying, I need to try him or go to him first and all that. I like to get the head. So when you get the head, you ain't got to worry about nobody else.
I like to get the head.
I don't get no race. Fuck that. I want the head.
Uh-oh.
We want the head. Now, we want the head. So I thought the grudge racer of the year was the head.
That don't necessarily be the man
who need to be beat. The man to beat. Grudge racer of the year is doing his thing. He's showing up at all these different tracks. He's showing out for the fans. He doing his thing. He doing what it takes to be Grudge Racer of the Year. But then you got this other guy over here that ain't nobody really know about. That they keep saying, game over. I made a mistake.
They say if you get game over, you get a 3-1. They say you get 2-2, you get Boss Bass, and you get doggone it, Bobby Cole.
He's just the man to beat right now. Grudge Racer of the Year, I love to beat him too, but I want the man to be the man that's making moves. He's active. He's moving around. He's going to different tracks. He's winning. I know who the man to beat. I've been doing this shit goddamn 30 years. He's the man to beat.
Oh, shit. So is he the head of prime time, or who? Really, to me,
they drug him in some bullshit. He should have stayed where he was at. They bringing him down.
Come on, man. So disrespectful.
Yeah, they bring him down. They make his program look bad. Yeah.
Hey, Whit, I seen Tutu last week, man. Shit, everybody looked like they got it. They beat him out the hole, but hell, they didn't have to run over
down there.
They didn't have to look back now. I'm going to tell you this, because he was dead up in their ass.
Yeah, he looked good. I mean, he gave him his problem. But that's, I'm locked in with the man I want. He ain't got no problems. He locked you right in. He ain't no arguing, no nothing, just what I like. So I'm on who I want. And everything else just would be, you know, just like you said, it's just the popcorn, just sitting down for the I think he's gonna move that car. But yeah, that's what's up right there. Shit, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's what it is right there, twin. That's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is right there. Yeah, dog, man, I appreciate the platform too, man. Appreciate the platform. But anybody want to come on, man, hit the one button, man. It's trick or treat. We logging in, goddamn. We turning up.
Yes, sir.
Ass in here and lock in, goddamn. Y'all was on the morning show.
What Dallas boy was it? Somebody tag eyes.
Tag Quan. Tag goddamn Mario.
That's a bad man you want.
Shit. Get him on him. Dog got the show wide open. Could have been doing something
yes,
else.
Dad's in him. Ain't no big deal. Dad's
in
like
him.
I said, man. Well, got to show 901 some love, too, baby.
Yeah.
And next week, too.
Yeah.
You getting two weeks with it.
I don't know what they bring, and I think they bring a Chuck car. Not 100%.
Somebody got an echo. Somebody on
speakerphone
with echo, guys.
Told me they already got their room.
Yeah. Well, there he is. Where's prime time Tony Vans at? Tony Vans on the internet. I want to admit a good situation about them twelve girl races. Yeah, guys.
No, Jamin told me to tell Witt, because he can't talk. He told me to tell him that I tried to lock us in Texas with that Mustang and Keisha, a dime car, but we ain't got dime car. Then so tell him that we're running with Keisha with that Mustang Sunday.
All right. Okay. All right.
Uh-oh.
With Flash, right?
Yeah, with Flash. So Witt, Jamin said, so can you get that locked in for Sunday?
All right, okay.
Where's Jamin, cowboy?
He was in the office doing some talking to somebody. He said he can't talk right now, but he told me to tell him.
Okay.
Hey, keep on.
He's going to come back in a few minutes.
Keep the show going.
All right, okay. Yeah, man. Where OG at?
Hey, Whit.
You gonna
have any big wheel racing?
I got a big wheel race that's gonna happen, but they on slick. They not on hard time.
Okay.
They on slick, so it won't affect the track. I'm not gonna have it where they mess the track up and all that. So that ain't gonna happen. I got real fast cars coming in, so. It will be some big wheel racing, but it'll be the ones that's on slicks. Yeah, it'll be some local guys come in. But they'll be on slicks. It won't affect the track. But it'll be mostly small tire racing, drag radio. It'll be prep for drag radio. I'm going to have that bitch super prep.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a prep, man. Prep that bitch. Well, I'm gonna have that bitch right.
So we're not having one. I want to see Game Over and Shout It, boy. That's worth the price of the whole weekend.
If I see that one race, I'm yeah. okay for the whole week.
Yeah. If that race get off, I'm okay. That's it. That's all.
That's if you win, though. That's if you win. That's if you win.
Yeah.
Now, see,
yeah.
if you go down there and beat the shit out of, if you go down there and beat the shit out of game over, Jimmy going to have a fit because Jimmy said that car don't impress him. I said myself now, he going to beat the shit out of Charlotte. That's what I said now, Rick.
Well, a lot of people think that because what he been doing lately. He been doing his thing lately, and ain't nobody seen Charlotte. So, of course, that what I would, you know, that's what the people going to say.
But if you fuck around there and beat him, Charlotte! Uh-oh. I'm just getting practice in it. Charlotte!
Yeah, get you some prayer.
Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Well, yeah, guys. Like I said, we're on there. I'm glad he came on and said a little something. And he was like Jamie did say, he talking with some goddamn heat in his chest now, boy. I like the way he talking. Danny boy been trying to get his pump up all day, but he go. Where the hell is Danny boy anyway? This gonna be Danny boy gonna be on there now. You and Danny boy. Danny boy been doing a good job all day trying to get this shit kicked up. Where you at now, boy?
I'm right here. I've been talking, dog. I was talking earlier. I guess my goddamn mic ain't on.
No, you're talking now. Your mic been on. I ain't open no mic, so you been on all the while. You just we heard the same shit though.
What?
Yeah,
I was
talking. Yeah, I'll talk. Hey, Danny, what they got
stirred up? I was telling Pretty Tony, them coming over this way. I heard Young Money. Say Young Money.
They was coming in that motherfucker deep, man. It's gonna be enough races in that motherfucker from different parts, you know.
If Quan got that silver dollar car there, all them young monies and all them little boys, he gonna slap the fuck out of them. That's all I gotta say.
And you know
that's all I gotta say. Yeah, watch and see. Watch and see. If they're gonna go all night. Yeah, them medium-sized motherfuckers come in there, Quan gonna beat the fuck out of him.
He sure ain't to do it.
Yeah, that goddamn Quan, that motherfucker. If he can crank up, hey, Danny boy, if he can crank up Volkswagen, if you got to whip his head with that Volkswagen.
Oh yeah, you got a woman. That's not Mr. Ray. Now I'm gonna tell you this though, dog. Now I heard him calling. Oh, 615 now, I'm going to tell you something. Silver Dollar been doing a thing, and Corn have been doing that thing, but that goddamn Craig is a silent goddamn me killer. Now, that's going to be something to reckon with.
He got three races.
Goddamn right.
Like you said, if he got all races Saturday, you got to do him, too. That's another motherfucker. You got to do
him. Yeah, that's 615.
Goddamn right. Him and Corn. Him and Corn gonna tang up. They both got off,
French.
I ain't never
wanted
them all
to
back down.
Well, goddamn, Wick got a rage like duck. He gonna be running them over to their tongue hat on it. Get a motherfucker last or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was a trick or treat, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, one year we was out there, and they had took the goddamn tree up, and motherfucker was punch drunk. I whooped that motherfucker five times. That motherfucker, they took the tree down. He said, can we do it again?
Can we do it again?
You remember when Squinchy and Tate laid over?
Yeah, Tate.
Goddamn
Tate
it.
Played a motherfucker. Yeah. Tate played a motherfucker to see.
Yeah.
To get ass whooping.
Say.
Yeah.
See, that's
played
called
that
an amplifier.
Now, that's a jackhead. That was a jackhead. That man paid you to stay and get your ass whooped.
Yep. Take Squinchy to stay. $500 to stay Sunday for the after party. See, Sunday be the after party. Sometimes the after party be better than the damn party.
Damn sure
tell
do
you
that.
Right
damn
now.
Sure do something. Yeah.
Goddamn after party be a motherfucker now.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn,
mm-hmm.
Sometime a motherfucker been and got fucked up so bad Friday and Saturday, he needs something to try to goddamn eat to come back with something.
Yeah, they
find right,
they stay, they lay around, stay and see if I'm going to do a shootout any goddamn thing. So I said, fuck it, I'm going to do a shootout. Goddamn, I think Leek and Leon never won that motherfucker or something. So, you know, after party, goddamn it, I always be big now. Drag wanted or somebody. Yeah. Drag wanted the motherfucker. That's what we wanted. Yeah. Somebody won.
I never
done with that. Fuck around and got broke and got knocked off.
Fuck around in here.
I'm gonna stay for that. Stay for after party. And she dragged one.
I fuck around and get Jimmy's helicopter and fly in that motherfucker. I might get airlifted in that motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. You know, goddamn Dunkmaster flew in the other day on them boys. Helicopter.
Yeah.
Dunkmaster pulled a bad motherfucker. I said, woo, I got to try that motherfucker out.
That's right.
But you can't do it unless you got a race locked in at both tracks. See, he came out, left one race. And went to another race and beat a motherfucker's ass.
Yeah. He doing like goddamn
it. In the helicopter.
Who that motherfucker played football 1 minute and then flew over there and played baseball?
Bo Jackson.
I'm talking about Deion Sanders or Michael Jordan.
That was
Deion Sanders.
Deion
Sanders did that, man. Fuck, man. I'm talking about Deion Sanders did that.
Bo Jackson didn't play baseball and didn't go. Bo Jackson didn't play baseball.
Like
he didn't play football.
He did like he did like Deion Sanders.
Both played them both. But Deion was the one that flew in on the same day from one field to another.
Yeah.
He was playing for Cincinnati.
Yeah,
that day.
That's what it was. Deion Sanders.
Yeah, that was
not prime time. Not prime time.
The real prime time
was truly prime time. He really was prime time.
One thing about the boss been the same since day one. You can't beat. He gonna race. He might trick you. He might try you. That motherfucker gonna race. You can't take nothing from that boss.
I don't give a fuck who like it or don't like it. That son of a bitch gonna go down in history as one of the baddest motherfuckers that ever did it. I don't give a fuck. Like it, don't like it, like it.
Yeah,
he's going down
one
of the baddest motherfuckers ever did it.
Yeah, he won up.
Take that away.
Everything I learned, like they said, Witch started to, if you get paid to punk out, you win. I said, shit, if I did, I got it from Boston, because everything I learned from Primetime. A dog in Primetime, man. That's where I learned everything is, right there. Dog in Primetime. They taught me everything.
He just trying to make me feel good, but he's telling the truth, though. I'm telling you the truth.
You know, Wick, they brought that up. Yeah, the chemo brought that back to the table yesterday. And I learned it from him.
Yeah, I did say we used to walk out counted as a win. I did say that, but I got it from somebody.
Yeah.
I didn't just it was Wick.
It was Wynn Tony Bynum that brought it up about the Wynn thing that 1 year when they were both was fighting.
Yeah,
they brought it up. If you're going to find out, it's a Wynn.
Yeah.
But now ask yourself,
it was just like that.
When you lock in your money, what do you lock your money in to do? You lock
race.
Your money in for two cars and race, correct?
Right.
Okay, so if two cars don't race, how did you win a race?
If a race number the forfeit. Nothing
right.
but a
but
forfeit.
See, just like a basketball
right.
game. Both parties show up to play basketball, and one of them don't play, the other win. If the other don't show
see,
up, sometime, it's a forfeit.
Sometimes we can mix. There are some formulas we can mix. Some formulas just don't mix. You know.
I think it mixed because of what we were doing. We was going for Grudge Race of the Year, and that counts on how many races you have. So if I'm locking races in, I'm trying to win Grudge Race of the Year. Listen to me good. This is what I'm trying to do this particular year. I'm trying to win Grudge Race of the Year. So if I lock five races in at this man track, I'm going to run these races at this man track. And when these people just trying to get me to this track or whatever they may be trying to do, and they pay that punk out and bring my equipment.
You can look at it both ways, but I agree now. What Brother D said makes sense if you depending on who you're talking to and where you're at. But like you said, Witt, if you lock in five races. Oh, Can I finish? Let me do like Brother. Can I finish, Brother D? But if you lock in five races at a track and you go there and they pay the punk out. And you pay the punk out, well, that means you don't get no reward. Your reward is to get them five wins or five losses. So, yeah. So if he pay you the punk out, you can count that as a damn win. Come on, D. You, I ain't saying
wrong. I think one of the best things they came up with That was a season a while. That was a season or two back. They came with if you get X amount of punk, I think the number was 3. Then they were counted as a win. But
I remember that. I was
receptive to that. But as of right now, hadn't anyone been able to pull me off the fact that if I didn't shoot the gun, I didn't have a gun, but I want to commit a murder with a gun. If two cars never leave the lab, how in the heck can you ever say you raced? Now, you won some money.
I want someone
to convince me how you ran a race that never took place.
I'm going to try to convince you. I don't know if I'm convinced. Hey, D, look.
Okay.
These guys out here racing, they got a criteria to be Grudge Racer of the Year, right? I don't care how much people say they don't care about accolades and all that shit. When you get Grudge Racer of the Year, it's like saying if you're the best, I ain't having a Grudge Racer in that year. That means something to a motherfucker, whether they ever mention, say they or not. It means something to them. So this is the thing. If you're going to count how many races is one of the criteria, and this man is trying to engage, and he's loading that motherfucker up and traveling, lock the motherfuckers in, and he drive all the way over there, and the motherfucker don't race, I feel like he should get credit as a win for that race. Because if not, if motherfucker scared of you, you're a bad motherfucker. Hold on. You're a bad motherfucker. You can't get no action. You started trying to get action. They're going to count it against you. Hold on, D.
Let me say one thing you said, though.
Only having 5 races. He ain't have a 5 races. Huh?
Okay. But here's what you said, Danny boy. You said they're trying to race, which is true. You said that these boys are trying to race. That is true. But I'm yet to understand how a race took place that never took place. Everything you said was acceptable.
Okay, let me tell you.
Except the fact that you have yet to show me how a race took place that didn't take place.
Danny boy, y'all can stop arguing. It's just a matter of opinion for whoever want to do it and whoever the sanctioning body is, whether they want to count it or not count it. As of right now, they were counting them. One time before, they like I said, you had to have at least 3 of them count as a win. But now they counted it all the time.
I think that was a good. I think that was a good one.
I think that was acceptable. I think the same way you think that. You go over
there, you pay me to punk out, I won.
Let me ask D.
I come to 41. I drive 12 motherfucker hours. I bring my race car. We got a contract. That DP is a contract. We got a signed contract because money in the house. Dog got that money in his hand. Okay. That is a race schedule to happen. I show up 12 hours. You show up and say, fuck that shit. I don't want to race. I feel like I should get a victory.
Right.
But that's a win.
I can do everything but make you race. This is what you just said, though. You said now I'm going to follow what you said, see. I keep telling y'all, I'm not the smartest person, but I try to be a long way from the dumbest. You said we locked in a contract that is for a race. That's that race to happen. Those were your exact words, for that race to happen. It never happened. So all you need was some money.
For what reason? It doesn't matter
what the reason was. The reason is that why you put the money up if it don't matter?
Y'all done seen the football. Y'all done seen the football teams, and y'all done seen the baseball teams. They played 100 and some games. How many games they play? I have 162 games. It might be 7 or 8 of them juggles on there that says forfeit, but they still get a win for that forfeit.
I'm going to say again, certain things you can't mix. Now, what he just said is true. In college, in high school, you have never seen a forfeiture in pro that I can recall. It may have been one, but I don't recall seeing one. But some things just don't mix. And see, trying to mix that with drag racing is one that just don't mix because the two cars never left the line. One never left home. One never comes. At the end of the day, your money was locked in to race. That's the key word right here. R-A-C-E, race. Now, we're going to deal with the second word. It never happened. All you
wrong with the money. I agree with that.
AD, what about a boxing match that never happened, but the guy won by forfeit?
All
y'all going to do is go back and forward. D got his thoughts and he ain't going to change them. Let him be on that island by himself. Leave him alone. Let him be on that island by himself.
Okay, well, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to leave it alone. D, is there any such thing as win by forfeit? Is there any such thing, or that's some shit we just making up? Can you win by default?
No, because what he's saying is you can win by forfeit, but you ain't won then because you didn't race. That's what he's saying. I understand what he's saying.
Okay, what about a motherfucker that play a game and win and they take the game back from him because someone right? The game got played and he still didn't get credit for it. He won the motherfucker and he didn't get credit for it. So what's the difference?
It's a catch 20. It's a catch
20. If you got a motherfucker
with
19, if a motherfucker 19 on the team, and they say the oldest you can be is 18, and they find out he was 19, and they won. They forfeit the game. They take it and give it to the other team. The team didn't win the motherfucker, but they got to win. Shit, they got to win by forfeit. You got to win by forfeit.
But ain't nobody, neither one of y'all wrong. It's just a matter of who you're talking to and when you're talking to.
This is catch 22 situation.
But for the blood racing of the year, I think it should be counted because here go dog. He's trying his ass off to win blood race of the year. He's traveling. He's trying to race. Motherfucker won't race. He show up and money up. He got his car. He unloaded on the trailer. He pull up there. And the other man won't go. I feel like he should get a mark. He should get a win. Now, dog might have 60 wins, but they might say, well, dog, you had 60 wins, and D had 60 wins. But, dog, 20 of your wins was a punk out.
He had 60 wins.
He only had 3 punk out. So when they get ready to vote for a grudge race of the year, you probably going to edge him out because you had 20 punk outs and he only had 3. And he beat 20 bad motherfuckers and you only beat 10. So don't nobody get up there with you.
If D was in the room on the committee, he could argue just where he's arguing in, whether the committee overruled him or not or whether they see it his way. Yeah, like I said, it can go either way.
All right.
The only thing D is arguing, which ain't nothing wrong with the way he arguing. The only thing he's arguing is he said you can't count a win that you won a race that you didn't race. That's what he's saying.
Right. So what if you get 1 point for a punk out and 2 points if you won the race, if you ran the race, and you get 4 points if you ran that motherfucker and won it? There's a way you can make it
that's a way to make his side look better than what it looks. You can do that. Like they said at one time,
but
you got to
get you can't get as much credit because you won by forfeit. No, I was saying like, dog, I'm saying like, okay, me and
you
both got 10 grudge.
If you win a race, you get 5 points. If you get a punk out, you get 1 point or 2 points or something like that.
Right, or something like that, yeah. And if you raise the motherfucker, you get some points, but you don't get as many as the motherfucker that won.
Well, shit, I don't know. You still got to race, though. You still got to race. That's what
That's the argument, but you can't always do that because it takes two.
Come on back here, D. I didn't want you to go nowhere. We need to argue another point. We argue that one all day because ain't nobody going to change their mind, whatever they say. Come on back in there, Rick.
It takes two to race.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, but I'm like, if I travel down to Arkansas to run you and you pay the punk out, I'm going to get that money and I say, I whoop your ass. I'm going to get a win or something. I got to get something more than that inside the money. Because he might have just got me there. I don't know. What happened with them? Went to sleep?
No, I'm right here, dog.
Okay.
I'm right here.
Yeah. I got you, bro.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it. They came up with that year. They came up with it, and Everybody else just said, okay, let's go with it. I mean, which you know, a lot of people didn't have no problem with it. Some did and some didn't.
Right, right.
But the majority did.
Because, you know, I'm going to tell you the reason why people didn't have a problem with it. Because they were spending their money to go race these people. So you were like, hey, this will win. Fuck this shit. I took a hard. That road out there is dangerous. You taking a chance on you and your team going across that highway, blowing out any goddamn thing. So when you receive that money, you glad. You like, shit, yeah, damn right. That's my win. So that's why I said stuff can mix. Different stuff do go together. I thought that went with that. If you didn't travel, if they didn't pay you to punk out, you didn't get that win. That means you didn't win because you didn't get no money or none of that. Some of them we didn't win because some of them we didn't get to punk out. Some of them didn't pay. But we couldn't count that as a win because we didn't receive nothing. There's a couple of them we didn't get paid now. A couple of them
240-1704. Is that the other damn twin?
Yes, it is. What's up, dog? What's up, D-Boy?
What's up?
Hey, Whit, what's going on, Whit? Hey, Whit.
Yeah, what up, what up? Yeah.
Now, this is my question. People might count punk outs as the win to a grudge race of the year, but you personally and everybody else on this phone, do you count it as a win? You personally. Fuck what.
He wasn't started this year. He the one that wasn't started this year.
Yeah, I'm the one started. Me and Tony Bynes. Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. I was glad with it. I was happy. Yeah, I was happy to count mine.
Yeah.
All right, but
he was locking people in.
Something like
he was locking people in, and they were scared to run and pay in the park out. So, you know, it was like, you know, he got to have something to say. I tried to race you. I couldn't race you. So he got to have something to show.
And you go out of town, you come back in town, and people ask you, what y'all do? Shit, we won. They paid the punk out. I tell them how, but they paid the punk out. We won. Yeah. So that's how that went.
Hey, but the thing about it is somebody, like there's somebody somewhere that's going to be like, yeah, they paid me. Yeah, I ran over top of them, but the story going to be, oh, they paid him the punk out. You know what I'm saying? It's all in how you say
it. But you never tell them you ran it. You never tell them. Yeah, you never tell them that. You said, man, I got the punk out. I won. Just like that.
What I'm saying is this, like somebody will come back to their hometown and be like, yeah, man, you got a race this weekend. What happened? Man, I ran over top of that motherfucker. But the whole time, he got paid the punk out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what he say when
like
he get
that.
Back to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we didn't do
seen
it like
happen,
that. No, we didn't do it like that. Right, we didn't do it like that. We told what happened and everything and told what we received and the money we got. We didn't say nothing about we ran over top of or nothing like that. We didn't do it like that, yeah. And everybody was fine with it because it was a lot of racing going on then. So people wanted to get compensated a little bit for what they was doing or patted on the back and all that. It was a whole lot of racing going on. So the guys that was involved in trying to win grudge race of the year, and at this particular time, one but two people trying to win grudge race of the year at this particular year, and that was me and Tony. Wasn't nobody else trying to win it. And you only want to go with the rule if you're trying to win it. Even Herb said, no, that ain't straight. But when Herb was trying to win grudge race of the year, Herb counted his punk out because he was trying to win grudge race of the year. So he counted his punk out. So it's all about what you're trying to do. Now, this year here, I ain't counting no punk outs as no win. I think I got one or two or something, but I'm not trying to win grudge race of the year. So it don't matter to me. So I, again, try to win it. I'm going to want to count it because I'm serious about it. When you're trying to win grudge race of the year, it's something serious. Yeah, you doing whatever you got to do to try to win. And that's Trigger Man and Boss right now. They doing whatever they got to do to win grudge race of the year. They want to win grudge race of the year. I know Boss do. So he going out, he going to track. That man ain't going to go to 3 tracks in one weekend and he ain't trying to win no fucking grudge race of the year. He ain't got to do that. He could have done all them races at one track if he wanted to. He wanted to show, he wanted to stand out. Grudge race of the year is always going to stand out, no matter what. Nobody say, I told Dog this years ago, grudge race of the year stand out. You don't have to say, oh, who is it? Who is it? You're going to know. in the top two contenders right now, the top three contenders right now, is Amboni, Trigger Man, and Tony Bynes. They stand out. Any track they go to, they making something happen. Either they paying the punk out, racing, winning, losing, they doing it. They're standing out with Grudge Race of the Year.
Come on, Unknown. You got something you want to talk about?
Yes. How are y'all doing? This is what I understand by listening to everybody, is that it's depending on who the guy is. Since it's Tony Bynes, it might be a situation with that. A lot of people don't like him for whatever the situation is, or figure that the way he races and he go out there and get races, so they don't think that he deserve it. But everybody goes through the same thing. Everybody get paid to punk out or pay to punk out. Everybody done been through that in the course of a year, and I'm just going to leave it there.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's what's up. But, yeah, that's how Grudge Race of the Year go. That's how this shit go.
Then you see Trigger Man. Shit, Trigger Man say he come to trick or treat because he see where the action at. That's how Grudge Race of the Year move around. They go where the action at. They go where it's popping
at. You got to go where the action at. You got to go where the action is. You can't dodge all the action and then come at you.
Yeah.
Real crazy. You got to go where the action is.
Yeah, you can't. You got to go where the action is. Simple as that.
Yeah, I agree with on that. I agree. When the action over here, you go the other way. That telling me you looking for something soft.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to thank the morning show too for getting them guys on this morning, trying to get some shit locked in. Doing what they can do for Trick or Treat, you know what I'm saying? I want to tell them guys thank you over there at the morning show, too. Both morning shows, as a matter of fact, the North Morning Show and the South Morning Show. So both morning shows have been, they've been pushing Trick or Treat. That's one thing, Race, I do have to say, everybody got them come together, got that Trick or Treat. Everybody loves it. We got some guys, I got one guy, Mama, he got to take a big Three Love Mama. She got to be at Trick or Treat every year. She said she don't miss no Trick or Treat. Three Love Mama.
Yeah.
So, we looking to see everybody, Y'all got any questions? Like I said, just let me know. Dog, Bobby Cole, anyone that got anything to do with 901, we'll get you straightened out. We'll get you situated.
Yes, sir.
Ball rolling. Ball is rolling. We trying to go. Everybody getting ready, so I want to thank everybody who doing anything and had anything to do with Trick or Treat. I want to thank you in advance.
Hey, something that's messed up, like I said, they might not even have a banquet this year, but if they have a banquet, something that's going to be messed up? Mm-hmm. Oh, got doggone Larry McKenzie, got gotcha. He's doing a hell of a lot of racing this year.
Mm-hmm.
But see, if they have a banquet and Pro Star Joke had his name to do with it, he got to lay heavily on Guy Gatcher because Guy Gatcher been racing every week and whipping somebody's ass.
Damn.
That y'all don't even hear about it. That's because, we on this side and they on that side, and then when it's time for that to come up, everybody try to come together, but it depends on where they hold that damn banquet at or who gives it on that Grudge Race of the Year shit. Mm-hmm. So right now, I bet you call Pro Star Joe, he said Guy Gatcher would be in the lead for the Grudge Race of the Year. And from what he's doing, from that side of the world, he damn sure ought to be at the top. He damn sure ought to be at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Twin, don't y'all agree? Y'all hear about all the shit over there that he's doing, right? Twin, that's y'all area.
Yes, sir, dog.
Everybody got them guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
yes, dog, you are 100% correct.
Yeah. See, that's because I go on there and check it. I be worldwide on checking shit out, though, but that guy Nasty been putting in some work. That damn big Larry been putting in some work. That big, tall, dumb son of a bitch. And he been kicking ass, too. He been kicking ass, too. That right-hand car. He got that mother going down the truck, man.
Y'all got Willie back on. Y'all put him off y'all show. He had his own show. He on show y'all.
Hey, man, him and his sister be cheating.
Anybody put me on no show,
come
buddy.
On, man.
I love Tutu, and I ain't finna fight with Tutu in public. When they lie on me, I lose. So when I was finna lose it, I got off the show.
Alexa, what time
when they was lying on me, saying I had Tony, saying I had Jamie on the phone,
When I didn't have Monet.
I'm sorry, dog. Sorry, dog. I love you, dog. I'm sorry, and I love you, dog.
Certain motherfuckers I don't mind fight with, but I don't want to fight with Tutu because I love Tutu for real. And he called me a lie, and I couldn't take him calling me no lie if I could have stayed on there, so I got the hell out of there. Because it was a lie.
Yeah,
I'm going to be here. When y'all be thinking I got to get him on the phone, I damn near tell you when I'm going to get him on there. I tell you when I'm going to get him on there. But I'll be telling you when I got to get him on there. Y'all be thinking, because he be knowing shit. Cowboy might be calling and telling shit. Cowboy might be on somebody's line. It don't be me. It might be somebody else, but it ain't me.
Yeah. I heard him. I didn't say nothing.
I told you I'm not. Tutu don't do it, and I wasn't gonna argue with Tutu in public, cause he don't play the way I play, and then I ain't want to start saying shit out of line to him, cause he ain't never said shit out of line to me. So I got the hell out of there. That's the only reason I got out of that box. If you know a snake over there in that damn thing, you jump your dumb ass in there. You must have wanted to fight that snake. I ain't gonna fight.
Don't turn that bucket over. Be in there.
Yeah, I don't want no trouble. I don't want no trouble. I want Tutu to kick somebody's ass. I really want Tutu to whoop goddamn it with ass. I want to see that backstabbing him run. I want to see that run. Because everybody said that Tutu don't impress him.
Alexa, what time is it?
What time is it? Sound like two dudes in the house talking about what time is it. It must be. They got to be gay. What time is it? It got to be gay.
That goddamn Mario locked in for trick or treat, didn't
he? Oh, y'all finally got him locked in?
That goddamn Mario's the man locked in. They on trick or treat.
Who locked in with? Because I might lose some money. I mean, a body. Who locked in with?
I don't know.
I don't know who they got locked in. Who all y'all locked in?
Mario
with?
Ain't.
No,
I know they did some shit. Man, I know they did some
they
shit. Y'all didn't get the best locked
man,
in.
Man, they was on the phone for 5 or 6 hours and didn't get man one of them. Before I get out on the phone, let me get Mario on there now. We finna get him on there now. We finna find out who they're there. You know, when they get on the big show, don't nobody want to bag down. We finna make somebody lock in. Somebody finna lock in. We finna make a motherfucker lock in.
Oh, hell.
Yeah. Somebody get eyes on the phone. I'm finna call Mario. You know, Mario get on the big screen. He ain't finna bag down on the big screen. I got a whole lot of dodgeballs back there. Somebody get eyes on the goddamn phone.
Somebody say get him the back tie. You get him the back tie and on top of another tie.
Yeah,
you get on the front of the back of the other tie. Something
for
the same one on every time.
All right, Mario, you're on the big picture now. They're trying to call you a fuck over here. I heard you tell them to lock eyes in. We should get eyes on it and sign up. One of y'all got to do something. What up, Mario?
You calling me a sucker. There ain't nothing wrong there.
He ain't calling you no sucker yet. They ain't calling you no sucker yet, but they getting close to it.
Well, if you're a lollipop, you can use it for the same thing. If you're a lollipop, a blow pop, or one thing, Bobby,
we know you good at. You good at promoting somebody else to do some shit you won't do. So you've been good at that. That's one thing for sure. We've been looking for you for a few years.
The person you are trying to reach is not accepting calls at this time.
Y'all done called me 8 times today. Eight times a day, and ain't shit got locked in yet. What do you want from me?
Somebody get eyes on the phone, man. Where Daddy Boy at? Where Daddy Boy at?
I just called
him too, talking about he's not accepting goddamn calls at this minute. Cause I know goddamn people.
You know I love hearing from you, man. But like I say, my little partner who owned the car, man. I didn't call that man so many times a day, man. I don't expect it. Now, dog, I expect it from others. I don't expect it from you, man. You know what I mean?
Now, Mario, now this is the first time I call you. I heard you said if they want
that guy, not you.
But
I left you with good instructions. What I said, dog, don't even call me. can. Didn't I say that?
The person you are trying to reach is not a...
We'll take the back tire. You don't have to call. We'll take the back tire from the beast, and we'll give Flash the back tires. 1 hour.
Exactly right.
You ain't had to call me back. You
didn't
call me back and say, Mario, it's locked.
Well, I just wanted everybody to know it, because I had a couple of people call me saying Mario was backpedaling, and I said, damn it, I must get, I know Mario ain't, I ain't seen him backpedaling about 17 years.
Yeah, I know, I'm too big to do that in that way. I ain't that light on my feet.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn, I might turn around and run, but I damn sure ain't going to backpedal. I'll trip up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But listen,
hey,
we'll do that. We'll try to truck.
Don't y'all let him come on in and shut the show down again. He been shutting.
Did he get off lunch break with the truck? Tim? I'm talking about Tim.
Nah,
did Tim get off a lunch break?
He said he don't want it.
So what about the other
one?
What's the other one that had the other truck that time? Snoop? Did Snoop come back on?
Who?
He was promoting somebody's car, wasn't he?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I ain't heard back.
Now hold up. The wind went out the chest now just a while ago. He called out all y'all Mississippi boys down there now. Come on now. Y'all got to find something to knock him off his goddamn pedestal. Where the Danny boy at? Where the fuck is Danny boy at?
We really ain't got a pedestal. We just want to race. We just trying to race.
All right.
I told you we've been heat. But like I told you. When you catch a dog when it's in the heat, you got a small window of time before they get out of heat. And you get out of heat, that shit won't work no more. They'll turn around and want to bite you.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't want nobody waiting until Mike Hill race.
I
ain't want nobody waiting to Mike race or Florida. Then they want to do something. Then I might turn around and bite them. Right now, I got it open for them. We in heat. See, when you're in heat, you be looking for it. Yeah, but you ever seen a female, when she go out of heat, you try to get in the back of that motherfucker, she'll bite the shit out of you. Now, I'm telling you, she's going to fight you.
Damn sure will. Damn sure will. Damn sure will.
Yeah. So, that's all I can tell you. I don't know. But, dog, it's a pleasure. Other than that, what else going on?
Well, Mario, I just want to let them know that you still a bad motherfucker. Everybody else kind of backpedaling, man. They backpedaling, man.
No, we ain't bad. And the bad part, dog, that ain't even my car. You know what I'm saying? But we just having fun. But, you know. But the guy, like I said, he love to race, man. He gonna race week in, week out, whether it's on the car or whether it's on his motorcycle. He like to race week in and week out.
You talking about Charlie?
Yeah, Charlie. Uh-huh. You got to make it like Charlie gonna race, man. That's something you like to see him anywhere in the world. That's all he do.
Goddamn.
I really thought I was missing, you know. I ain't gonna lie, I've been kind of sick, so I was having fun trying to relive my little racing dream through Charlie again. But if this is shit I'm missing out on, I better put some of that money up. I would damn sure finna try to come back around and have a good car.
You got a point there now. Mario.
Yeah, this shit ain't right. Only people right now right, if you right right now, you have to buy your, if anybody's smart, you better buy my damn 484 and go and get in some of these high-dollar ass shootouts. What a shootout gang at? What's his name? Game Over? That motherfucker just shoot out and win, and that motherfucker shoot a pistol out into two. That motherfucker waving at the fans. That motherfucker shot so much shit out that he is the shoot out.
He's either gonna win the shootout or he's gonna shoot some shit out.
He don't mind shooting some shit out now. One way or the other, he's gonna go to war.
Come on, Mario.
I'm just saying, dog. I'm just letting you know he's a shootout king. He's a shootout.
Come on. Can't talk to Tutu like that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got
He's not a grudge racer. But he is a shootout king. I give him credit where credit due. He's not a grudge racer. He's definitely a shootout king.
Mario, Bobby, come on. Y'all got to defend yourself, man. Come on, man. The man on the national show talking about you. Hello? Oh, Lord of mercy.
That shootout can't get money.
Uh-oh.
If that's what you want to call money.
Oh,
Mario.
You listen, as much shit as he shout out that he ain't knock a dent in what it's going to cost y'all to let that man fix that shit. And Bobby,
you talking about
Bobby, hey, Bobby wouldn't even say to the track that night. Hey, listen. First of all, I didn't say that he. I didn't say he had the money not to put together. I said the money he won ain't enough. I ain't say he gave a shit. Hey, it's a lot of people that's lost and still put their shit back together. That don't mean ain't in the hole.
Mario,
all I'm saying,
be,
Bob, you know how fast you got the hell out there. No, I'm not disrespectful. You know, just stop me when I start lying.
Okay.
Let me ask you something. Did you not see the video? Was you there? Did you not? Did he win the shootout Friday night? Yes or no?
Yeah.
From what I heard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
He won. The next night, did he not shoot some shit all out the side of it?
Yeah.
He's a shootout king then. He won in my book.
Oh.
He's a shootout king.
Oh, really?
So if I start lying, on the man, y'all let me know.
Lord have mercy.
Man, Tutu over there bite his lip. His lip and his lip bleeding. He don't want
to.
I was on mute,
dog. What Mario said?
I said congratulations to the shootout king.
I bet
this motherfucker. I bet I'll be at Whip Race next year.
Slow down.
Oh shit.
I bet you won't be to Whip Race next week to get this little small about the back tire. I'm gonna make you shoot some shit out this time, whether
you
want to or not.
I bet you get your ass stop begging and I get on your ass. How much you ever want to do it for?
Okay, I'm gonna bet you one thing. I'm gonna bet you renege on that fucking statement. Now I'm going to show you how it's different than me. Listen, let me tell you something. I know you know it. No, you all fucked up because I told you that name got my daddy blood on it. You ain't put enough shit on that motherfucker that got on goddamn name called Game Over. Ain't nobody know who you was 5 years ago. What the fuck
are
you talking about?
Oh, man.
Bring your ass in. Lock in,
Mario.
Lock in your big mouth.
Hey, 2-2.
Lock your ass in.
2-2. One thing we both know. I don't know whether or not you know or not. But, hey, you ever heard of less is more? It's plenty of us. I don't. Don't worry about how much you got over here. Listen, it don't matter how much
Please
you got. It's not about how much you invest.
I am a gangster.
But let me say something to you.
If you want to raise, hey, I'm here. I ain't doing a lip box.
Man,
come there.
We ain't got no. Ain't nobody got no money problem. I'm going to tell you that now. They don't, so
I
we can talk about anything you want to talk about but that right
you
there.
You said he fucking begged.
How you can't tell?
You said you're going to build a car like mine. Build one like mine and get out. Sit here, shut up.
Hey, listen. Hey, dog. Now he just said what I want to hear him say. Now check this out. Mike Hill race, me and him, we can get on the back line, and I'm going to see how much this motherfucker worth. Just like him. Like he liked to say, we're going to both come 484, 28 apiece, steel roof, steel quarters, just like him, and I'm going to buy his ass. I'm going to buy the name in him. Now, I'm going to see how much he's worth.
Now, we can put us both in the private room.
Listen to me well. Well, only way I don't, your ass ain't for sale.
But when
my deal
race a month away.
Now, let me say something
to
you.
When my deal race come up, we talk to
okay, so really you just talking.
When that come up, talk to
okay, so basically you got enough money. So really you only got enough money to put it together for next week. Your money ain't long enough to keep it for 30 days.
You better call.
That's what you're saying. That's what I'm trying to tell you. But that's gangster, though.
You better call around and ask somebody about me. If you don't know,
I don't
want to
ask. Can you ask dog? Can you ask dog about me? Okay, listen. Can you by yourself send dog a deposit right now for Mike Hillary? I'm going to sit inside your head to fuck up.
Can you send dog a deposit for Trick or Treat?
We don't have enough Mighty Mouse. Unless you want to run Showtime. I told you we
spot
you without this car.
You like them Bible shows.
We'll spot you. That's what I'm trying to tell you, man.
But it's okay for
me to take a steel and glass small block stock extension and run your head up. But you proud of that though? That's gangster though.
I'm telling y'all, we got another gangster named Clarence. Here's what we gonna do, Mr. Mario. when Mike Hill race come up, we'll rap now. You ain't got nothing to race me with right now. That's
don't worry
about
this.
About some race,
hey, listen.
We ain't got
you're
no
right, you're right. Go
like
ahead.
You said, I'm going to get
go
your
ahead.
Number,
hey.
And we can talk on the backlog.
There you go. That's what we're going to do.
That shit over with.
Right. No problem. Good luck.
Y'all go over the show. I don't want to talk no gangster shit. That's to me.
Go ahead, shoot out, King.
Oh, Lord. Call the man to shoot out.
Is that you out here talking like that, player?
No, man, you know how we do, man. You know how we do.
Mario.
Hey, listen. Hey, listen.
That ain't you,
they called Mike
that
Hill.
You,
listen. They called Mike Hill the hitman, right? But you know once I got a man in my vision, you know he might go and lay down, right? Only way he don't do it, he don't come out. That's all I can tell y'all. Only way it don't happen, he don't bring his ass out there. I won't make it my business to show him that. I won't make an example out of
that. Whoever that showed in snow and everything, I'll do whatever. Mute your phone if you ain't talking. And all that damn noise. Go ahead, girl. I have to go find that goddamn
noise. That's 10 miles breathing. That's 10 miles breathing, man. That's just 10 miles breathing.
That would sound like somebody heavy breathing or something. Mario, you still there, Mario?
Where I'm going, dog? Where would I go?
Uh-oh.
Better yet, who would give me a reason to leave?
You can't be talking to Tutu like that, man. Tutu right now, you can't be talking to Tutu like that, man.
No, he already let me know he a gangster. I see it. His real name, Clarence.
Oh, shit. Clarence. Goddamn.
Mario. You're being very disrespectful to the game over on.
No. That's what I'm trying to say. If anything else, he could find a different name. But he know that game over got nothing to do with him. I mean, nothing to do with him. We ain't got any run for money. I want that name.
Is that why you're married with it?
Yeah.
Is that why you're married
exactly
with it? Because
we got
okay.
That's exactly
okay.
Right, dog. That's exactly
okay.
Right.
Man, Mario, well, I might want to get on that damn G-Body name show enough then. I might want to get on that damn G-Body name show enough, man. It took my damn name.
Yeah. Talk about all that goddamn shit, ain't
it? Yeah, goddamn it. It took my goddamn name.
What's Pai doing? He's talking about he's a Pai Joe gangster, pipe gangster, pipe shop gangster.
Pipe shop gangster.
Dog, what the hell you got going on your show tonight, man? They play motherfucking bad.
Hey, man, this is a trick or treat show, Kimo. This is a trick or treat show. You're talking weird.
Damn.
What? Hey,
Kimo.
Hey, Kimo.
What?
Kimo.
What up?
I know you from that Southwest, right? Too right. I know that's by way of Chicago where you from, right? So I know that's a little home field advantage.
Mario,
I know exactly.
You know where I'm from.
But listen, let me ask you a question. Kimo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've been knowing me for a minute, right?
Yeah.
You remember that game over?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What that man know with that name, Kimo?
Oh, shit.
Oh, so you saying Mario got it? You gotta unass that name, huh?
That's all it's about.
Mm-hmm. So that's why Mario up there. I know he was up there about something. But now, hey, Mario, what if he kick your ass there now? Is you gonna leave him alone? Or you gonna
he
your
took it. Listen. He kicked my ass. I can't say nothing to him. I got to do what I do. One thing about it, if I dish it, I can take it, dog. But if a man kicked my ass, however he handled me, he supposed to do however he choose to do me accordingly is his. And listen, he did it. Anytime man get in the paint,
you
knuckle up.
He right now for them lay the game plan and whoop your ass, because you don't talk to Tutu like that. I know. Don't nobody talk to Tutu.
Hey, listen. Hey, let me tell you something. We both, you might go ahead and say we both been playing on kicking somebody's ass. And we both been trying.
You got a point there. You got a point there, man. You got a point there, Mario. You got a point there.
Hey, Kimo.
Let me
clap. I'm not saying this disrespectfully, but you all know firsthand. If I got a motherfucker in my eyes 9 times out of 10, you might go and lay down. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Y'all gonna get it on. Y'all gonna get it on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, keep right now. That just solidified what I want to say. I mean, keep right now the Mike Hill race. Matter of fact, I'm going to go out and start jogging right now. I mean, keep right now. Get my wins up.
So you got to, you get your beach body together for the winter. You get your beach body.
Yeah, it's going to war. Going to war. That man said, all he just say. That man say, go get something and sit like him and come talk to him. Boy, now that's the
uh-oh.
Best thing. Now, let me tell you something. I can't ask for nothing no better than that in the world.
But Mario, so basically you're saying he gave you too much time to go do it, though. He gave you too much time to go do it.
No, I can tell he's a man of his word because he said to me, we don't know about him, check his record, he's a gangster. And Bobby Cole, the Memphis gangster, he didn't stamp a Chicago gangster. You understand what I'm saying?
So in a
little bit here, you know, we're going to have to see. You know, remember when the Italians thought they had Bumpy in the corner?
I get to make an example out of him
and Bumpy.
When you get through at the end of the story, where Bumpy at now? In the ground. Bottom up. You might say,
dead ain't one thing. Dead ain't one thing. Dead is motherfucker.
You might say this. Oh, man, I'm sorry. You got a good name. Okay, man, you got a good name. Keep
hey.
Might not, though. Might not.
Hey, but listen. Hey, Bobby.
Who?
One thing about it, we will see. The invitation has been set out there now. It ain't no taking it back. The man said, get like him and come see what he's about. So the good thing is about Bumpy at the time, the only thing going to save him is if I'm the same place as Bumpy.
Hold on. So Mario, that means you can go build a pop for him.
We ain't listening to you, Mario.
Hold on, time out.
We're not trying to talk about you right now.
Hey, let me say something to you. Two things that happened. Number one, I was called for somebody that supposedly wanted to lock me in. Number two is I'm trying to lock in for his race. I just say,
I'm
sorry. Do me a favor, dog. Do me a favor, dog.
I apologize.
Hey, dog, do me a favor, please. Let Tutu, let me get out there. Let me shut up. Close my mic so Tutu can go and lock in whoever he's trying to lock in for Whit race.
I'm not talking about nobody. You were trying to lock somebody in, but you focus it on me. Your plan ain't ready to take that.
First of all, no, you
lock
told me
in for
shut
race.
Up.
God damn.
So the people trying to race, let me get out the way so you can go ahead and lock your man. You trying to pull in? Because I just called three or four motherfuckers. I'm trying to see this weekend.
Mario, where is the OG at that's steadily laughing in the background? You need to get a handle on this, OG. Bobby, motherfucker.
Who laughing? Come on, man.
That's a goddamn Bobby in the background laughing like a motherfucker.
Hey,
man,
where the hell else you say Bobby to be but in the background? What the fuck wrong with you? Where's Bobby going to be but in the background?
Oh, Lord.
What the fuck?
Bobby done let Mario come on and rattle.
Oh, you know what? We had one more. I'm sorry. Then we had a guy from Karma. Didn't Karma say you had to call the other guy, dog?
Who that was?
The Karma. Then he had to call earlier.
Ricky
Karma said he'll run. Yeah, he said he'll run.
Ricky Stanbaum. Goddamn, hold on. Now, that's That's what you call him, buddy? What's that boy on there saying with you in your
flop,
town?
Flop.
That's Slop, buddy. That's, where the fuck is Slop at? You might have to get in touch with Slop. That's Ricky Stambo. You know, he know all about
it. Yeah,
Ricky
that man Stambo. Say he, that man say he's stealing glass. He's stealing glass on Nigers. We got to wrestle. We got to try him.
Slop, you on Love Common Mind, dude? Where'd you go, Slop? I love, man. That's the first thing he holler. I love Common. Wait a minute. Where you at, Slop? Man, talking about Common. Get the Common denominator. Get Common ass on the phone, Slop. They must, who fuck with Mario? You know, they didn't wake up their angry drive. Who fuck with Mario? Mario ain't been on the talk show in a while. Well, how the hell you get on?
No, I know my place. Hey, keep on listen. I know my place. I ain't got shit. Ain't no use me coming over here with these pipe dreams. I ain't got nothing, so I don't have a car no more. I'm just living through one of my partners. But luckily, for the sake of this goddamn Chicago gangster, I'm going to re-enter the – he's going to be the one – he's going to be the reason I re-enter this goddamn drag racing game.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
But other than that, I ain't going to talk about him no more. Like you said, we trying to go to that. So.
Hey,
Danny Boy on here.
Made a couple of mics.
Danny Boy going to have my motherfucking beans. Boy, I'm talking about – hey, dog, that damn Danny Boy told it good, didn't he? Boy, he said it good. That motherfucker described that motherfucker. That's my man. Danny Boy? Danny Boy, one more time. What's that saying he said before? I like that. I'll probably put it on the back one.
Man, Danny Boy, crazy as shit.
Fly.
There you go.
That's right.
Motherfucking Superfly say the only game I know is do or die.
That's what I like to say. Kimo, you ever heard of Superfly?
Yeah,
you heard
of
Superfly, Kimo?
I heard of him.
We're going to see about him.
Hey.
Don't worry about it. You're going to meet him. Superfly on the way.
Curtis Mayfield, baby. And then,
yeah,
hey.
Superfly
in the background, when Superfly say the only game I know is do or die, in the background they be saying, trying to get over.
Danny Boy stupid. Man, that boy stupid, man.
Hey, dog. I love Danny Boy. When Danny Boy described that song, I said, boy, yes, sir. That solidified the deal right there. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Daddy Boy said he had three or four of them, and they all was in line.
Yes, damn right. Three or four of the baddest bitches in the world, and well, now I want to speak out of turn. All the motherfuckers be in line. Hell, bitch.
Yeah, I think.
That son of a bitch. Bad motherfucker.
What happened? He be clean, Danny Boy?
Yeah,
motherfucker be clean, and my mother, it's gonna be fly now. My mother gonna be clean. Got having hair perm. Got damn it. Now, but only one thing you must remember: don't let all that clean put ass shit fool you. That motherfucker is vicious too. Now you kill a motherfucker in a minute in New York.
So if somebody disrespecting them, what it is, Danny Boy?
Oh,
dead. Ain't for one damn thing.
So that means Bobby Cole and Tutu dead than the motherfucker, huh?
Dead than the motherfucker.
No, that is me. Superfly on the way. That's all I can tell him.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now, wait a minute. Now, Mario, I got to ask you, how did you get, you know, Tutu barely talk on the show. How did you get him out of the closet? How did you get him out the bushes?
Shit.
God damn. That motherfucker barely, Bobby, you know what it is?
Nah,
You know what it is. Hey, dog. Hey, Timo, you scam me now.
let me download Superfly. What's the name of the song? You better put Superfly.
That's the name of Superfly. Let me download it right quick and play Superfly.
On the flip side, that's the name of it, Fred is dead. And I was asking him, do you think that Bobby want to see that thriller again? Did you want to see by the end of the year? Did you want to see Coma Young again? I got four motherfuckers.
I'm gonna run in Orlando. I'm gonna run two a day. That's Coma Young, Paper Money, Paper Chaser, and motherfucking Uncle Sam. So you put that in your pipe and smoke. I don't give a fuck which way they come, what day they come, but I'm gonna run. Two motherfuckers a day, 4 hours apiece. I'm going to give a motherfucker something to see. Now, we're DP ready right now.
We're DP ready right now. Hold on. Let me get... Hey, Tim House, would you get Coma Young on?
Come on, dog.
Y'all ain't
found that goddamn song while they looking for
him. Hey, I feel I got to download it, Danny boy. I can't just do it. I'm on the show, Daddy boy.
We ain't gonna fight.
One thing you gotta realize about me,
motherfucker. I don't want them now, motherfucker. If I got that bitch crank up, I'm going to race. You don't have to ask no motherfucker about Bobby. I got a list, and when I give you that motherfucking list out, get up to it. Step up to the mic. R. Kelly gone, motherfucker. I'm here to carry it on. I can fly. Every motherfucker, I went on all the line.
Tim, did you do what I asked you? Timothy.
Oh, y'all ain't got no offers. Come on, ain't got no offers.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that, dog.
Yeah, he ain't got no offers.
That means you'll be only running three people. That's how I'm your pusher, dog.
Hold on, we got the sergeant. Okay, we got the sergeant. Come on, man.
Hey, Tim, who doing
that? That's somebody else on another line there now. That's somebody else on another line there.
Come on, man. Oh, I got the phone on the line, and I got Coleman A. Young on the phone for you, T-Bone.
Whoever got the noise in the background, mute your phone. Y'all mute your phone. Coleman Young on the phone now. Y'all mute your phone, guys.
They say Coleman Young ain't got no oil pressure, so ain't no sense of firing him with Bobby.
I gotta get out of here. Well, by the time they may be ready, it might be ready. You never know.
Hey, Bobby, Bobby say he gonna run.
Go ahead. I muted the phone. They I got this. I found him. I muted the phone. Come on.
He said Bobby say he gonna run every 4 hours. Either down in Florida.
Florida.
Mm-hmm. He got four motherfuckers. He gonna burn you. Hey Bobby, come on off mute, motherfucker.
Hey, y'all, that ain't nothing but talk. Last time he got up there, he got fucked up. You know, ain't nothing to talk about.
Hold on, Nelly. He on here talking shit. That's what I'm trying
to
say.
Yeah, I know. That's what he was talking shit last time we murdered his ass.
No. He got a little buddy with him, say they deposit ready.
Well, we ain't. Uh-oh. We ain't running. Come on. Y'all know we ain't running. We ain't ready yet. Shit.
Okay.
We ain't ready.
I'm just letting you know that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, come on with it. Come on with it.
He done been around for a long time. That weak motherfucker Bobby ain't said nothing since I split his motherfucking head to the white meat last night.
Oh, Lord. God. Damn.
Now he know I ain't got no oil pressure, so he going to run his mouth. But,
uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to put
the oil pressure. Yeah, I told you the man had no oil pressure. Why y'all messing with him? Let me say one thing to you.
I didn't say nothing about you. We got a sucker that came on and bought your name up, and I entertained him, motherfucker. Yeah, whenever you get off pressure,
Bobby, it don't make no difference. When we ready, we going to kill your ass.
Hey, Bobby, that's all you have to do. I ain't got no problem with that. Word of mouth ain't no proof of man. So, motherfucker, whenever you get ready, I'm DP ready.
Last time we got ready, we murdered Joe.
Spending that money to get the motor ready now, motherfucker.
Hey, you're only good. Listen, you're only good as your last pass,
motherfucker, and you didn't make it there. So, motherfucker, get your motherfucking ass up there.
Hey, Bobby, all that matters. Yeah. Hey, Bobby, listen. It's a fact right here. All that matters is as long as I made a good pass against your ass.
Young Money, I mean, my phone won't stop jumping. People calling. What's going on, man? Good God Almighty.
Big Tim, they love us, baby. That's good. They love us, baby.
Well, my phone jumping like crazy.
Hey, so B.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to wait the next year to see that horror movie again, huh?
No, I don't know. If we decide to go there and support her, I'm not sure where we're going to go right now. At this point, shit, I'm sitting on the couch.
Right. So your leg and your foot ain't better yet.
Oh, it's good enough to put it in Bobby's ass.
Uh-oh.
Where's Kid at when we need? That's totally disrespectful. That's totally disrespectful.
I think they hung us up, Tim. I don't hear Bobby no more.
I was trying to eat dinner, Tim. That goddamn Brandon
say,
is very disrespectful.
The man just say he ain't ready. The man just say he ain't ready. I got one of them same foot, so he ain't ready. He don't think he's going to be ready by December, so he don't want to lock in, so evidently we can move on to the next page.
Okay, you right, Bobby. You right.
I blow up. I lose. If you don't make it, you lose. So if you want to lock in, 1:05, Saturday motherfucker at 11, 12, 1 o'clock. Don't make me no motherfucking difference.
Bobby, listen,
other
Bobby.
Other than that, get
we
the fuck off
in,
the phone
we lock
with
in.
You. Hello.
Bobby, we locking
yeah,
in.
Well,
210
yeah.
with you. We not doing no motherfucking 105. We go to your ass.
Well,
it's going to be 202.
Well, you can sit back like the rest of them. But you don't tell me what the fuck to do with mine.
I mean, you just said I can take your exact words and tell you what you
just said. I just said 105 Saturday if you fucking want a goddamn race. Motherfucker, and I
don't nobody
again,
want.
Hey,
go
ready.
Run. Hey, go
yeah,
run.
Shut
go
the
run
fuck
mother,
up,
mother.
Then. Get the fuck out.
Go
the
run
phone.
The mother, motherfucker. We already beat
your weak,
raggedy ass.
Tell Tim how
you got a nerve.
How
dare you to fucking embarrass Memphis
yeah.
like that? You got that
yeah.
piece of
yeah.
shit
yeah.
called
you
Memphis.
Motherfucker,
Memphis.
You.
Hey,
that fucking piece of shit, motherfucker.
Hold on. You do know he done teamed up with a motherfucker now.
Yeah, he had to after he got his ass pulled out. He know what's up. He run his mouth real good. He do it real good now.
I went across
real
this
good.
I went across this shit one time this year too.
That's right.
He teamed up with a motherfucker, and you got a teammate too, motherfucker.
No, I'm talking about.
You got a teammate too,
man,
motherfucker. Fight him out, ready right now.
It's 55 of us over here. It's 55 of us.
No, I ain't raced 2-2 yet.
You gonna get no tutu ass too,
B? Man, we take Wesley Snipes and drag our nuts across his motherfucker face.
Hey, somebody said that tutu blowed up this past week and he'll be ready next week. He said, where y'all get y'all tutu from? Vietnam? I'm going on mute.
Hey, Wack, let me ask you this, yeah. Why y'all ain't getting on tutu ass with Wesley Slice? Bobby won't lock it in? Or what's going on?
Oh shit.
I don't know.
Snipes ain't ready. Ain't close to being ready.
Now let me ask you this. What's up with Mighty Mouse? Let's go this fucking ass this weekend, that motherfucker.
Damn.
No,
Mighty
Mouse.
Since you acting so much, we'll go to Mighty Mouse ass this weekend, too. Next weekend.
Oh, shit.
What you talking about? Everybody can say that. What the fuck are you saying about Mighty Mouse for? What are you talking about Mighty Mouse for, Bobby?
We'll go to Mighty Mouse since you're acting everybody something. Tutu will go to Mighty Mouse ass.
But listen, let me say something. No, you ain't got to say that for me. Let me say something to you. The easiest, that's the easiest thing to say, motherfucker.
Mario, he's talking about Lil Wheel Car.
Mario ready. Boy, you ready to come off the trigger, baby.
Put some straightening on that motherfucking shit. Say Lil Mouse. Don't say Mighty Mouse then, motherfucker. Say Lil Mouse. God damn it. You can call a little rat if you want to, but don't say fucking Mighty Mouse now. Let you say, better get your old guy. All right, let me get the fuck on off here. I'm still, I ain't finna be playing with all that.
Yeah. Everybody took your name, man. Set your ass down. Everybody took your name. They got a mighty mouse up there, man.
Hold on. He called his.
No, name. I might have took their name. Yeah, I might have took their name. I ain't never heard of Mighty Mouse. Now I ain't thought I took nobody's name.
No,
it's just the mouse.
It's just the mouse. It ain't Mighty Mouse.
Oh, okay.
It's just that mouse.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Go ahead. I'll let y'all carry on. I'm sorry about that, dog. My apologies.
You know, that's when the talking stopped, the giggling stopped. When the motherfucker got all pressed, don't want to do nothing.
The mouse ain't even got oil.
Hey, Kimo, the giggling stopped after you got oil pressure when you got killed. That's when the giggling stopped.
Yeah. Man, that's
when you got oil pressure and you get murdered. That's when the giggling stopped, Kimo.
You still ain't ready with that 5,500, motherfucker. You still ain't ready. That 5,500.
Damn, that's all we ran for.
Yeah, so you ain't got nothing to talk about, motherfucker. Get up there and try to get it again. Don't talk about the past.
Bob, you know we are, man. Stop, Bob. You know, soon as we get oil prep, we're going to kill your own.
That's fine, man. That's fine.
Man, Devon, if you don't quit asking about these motherfucking baseball games, I'm going to kick you in your fucking face. Keep asking about these fucking baseball games. I don't give a fuck about no baseball game.
Hey, dog, I'm on, dog. What can I stir up tonight, dog? What's up, Willie, dog?
Who is this? Is that RuPaul?
You know who this is, dog.
Is that RuPaul?
Who?
RuPaul.
RuPaul, hell no, nah, man.
Nah. Who that?
Nah. This is the man that fires you on your day off.
Oh, Ben? Nah, you ain't got to stir up, man. You goddamn faggot-ass Jay Barnes. I wouldn't get on my fucking nerves.
Who?
Jay Barnes.
Oh, Jay Barnes? Oh, yeah. That's some person. I don't even want to talk about that on the main line. We're talking about that person.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't stir up that beer because you ain't got no heart pressure.
Oh, I can stir up some. You want me to? I can.
Go ahead.
I can't do. Huh?
Go ahead. Go ahead, stir up some shit because they don't like you no way, dude. Hey, they glad your ass out there. They don't want you up there in Chicago no way.
Hey, can Nan joke on the phone? Keep me from 147th Street. My name written in the goddamn contract. So I ain't said no. Anyway, Mario, I just talked to my main man. He said, just hold tight.
Uh-oh.
You got a small block. He want you with him back here, right? You got to make no change.
Is he still in glass?
Everybody shoot that Mario.
What?
God damn.
Huh? No. I'm just saying. He ain't got to change nothing. He come with a small block. We got a small block.
No, what I'm saying to you is, let me, and I'm saying this in the most respectful way. It's certain people.
If I didn't hit the first time.
I respect everybody, right? But it's certain people. I'll try them just because of who they are. But what I'm saying is, if you don't come like it, this car here. Let me face them so you don't know. This is a steel and glass stock suspension small block.
Uh-huh.
So anybody can say they got a small block. That's like me saying, that's like J.R. Gray saying, Omari, I come fuck you up Saturday night. I know the fuck you will, J.R. Gray, because you got a small block. You know, it's levels. I'm not going to just disrespect anybody to say that. But I will say this. Any two cars can race.
That's true.
Do some of the shit. Hey, listen. You see the kind of shit we've been doing with Mighty Mouse already? I know, but listen, that's what I'm saying. So if we come there, we're not saying we won't do that. Because you see, people that sit remotely like us, we disrespect them. So we give them all kind of shit and don't care nothing about it. Or we get in certain shootouts and shit, knowing these motherfuckers got big blocks and don't care. But we ain't that. But that don't mean that we'll try something. You know what I mean? We, sometimes we just go for the part odds. We just gambling because we might get lucky. But to bet that money and go out there and pull one man, oh, y'all, it's easy to get us fucked up now. Yeah. Just by saying we're going to run up because the man got a small block. No, I ain't going to let you get off on me like that now.
Yeah, it's a small block. It's a small block on 275. Still a roof of quality.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that sounds just like Jason X.
Oh, okay.
Well, we can put it in the universe, you know.
That's smart.
Right. But I'm saying, any two ways can happen. If you make it right, we might gamble. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying, bro. It's easy to get me.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, it's easy to get us a race.
You know, you got three cars. Yeah, right. My making it right is three cars to the left or three cars to the right, whichever one you want to go to. You know? That's how I make it right.
But listen, do this right here. I tell you just like I told him for Mike Hill race. I ain't got to change up, but we doing everything in our power to make that race. Just keep the same energy. If he don't care, listen, if you think it's that easy to say that, I'm going to give you opportunity to tell me. I'm going to give you the same opportunity to bring that same small block and come play with Superfly. If it's that easy.
Okay. Hey, man, when you get up there, man, it's 50-50. It's 50-50.
I like this. It's that calm shit talking. Yeah.
It's that what?
It's that calm shit talking. I like this. It ain't all rowdy and all change.
Or those four lights, whatever you call
right.
it. It's 50-50.
Oh, yeah. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
It only takes one thing. You got to be able to cut them four on to make it happen, though. And that's where a lot of disconnect come in.
There you go.
People.
But once they on,
they ain't got the, they ain't got the shit it take to cut four bulbs on. Them goddamn nuts don't hang worth a damn when it comes time to get in that paint. The only problem they got with that mouth right now.
Y'all done ran the four, so I'm sure y'all run again. But ain't no thing.
What I'm saying right now, let me say them to you. Let me make this clear. When I come out with Superfly, right, let me explain them to you. Any fucking small block I ever ran before, I wouldn't give a fuck nothing about. Bring them.
I hear you.
And I do that in the blind. You ain't got to tell me no more. You said everything in our power.
Is Superfly going
to
be
Yes, everything in our power trying to get it there. And this just started. Let me tell you how bad it was. Superfly.
If it don't get there, it should get the flaw.
No question about it, sir. It should get the floor. Let me tell you now, the only reason why Superfly ain't coming to making, it didn't come into the making until Sunday morning. Sunday morning, I decided, goddamn, I want to get back in racing. Mr. Tutu helped me make that decision.
Oh, shit. Back on Tutu again. That man there got
no, Tutu. No. I'm not on it. I'm giving him the credit of, you know what, it just sometimes it takes just a little inspiration to make you do something. And he was my inspiration. After Saturday night, when we rolled out of Macon, I said, I like how this thing is going. Fuck it. Let me try one more go around. That don't mean I'm going to beat a damn soul. It just means I'm coming back to get in the paint. That's all. I might not beat no fucking soul.
Yeah,
I might have been gone too long.
Yeah.
I might have been gone too long. Yeah. It might have rubbed off on me. You know what I mean? The only thing about that goddamn mouth, if you find anybody got some steel and glass and shit packed up on them damn things, you know, I know everybody ain't been rich all their life, so a lot of y'all probably had, like, you know, we grew up in the country, your little field mouse or some shit always get in the house, and you can't find that motherfucker, he laughing and joking at you. You be your mama sitting out trash and all kind of shit.
You don't get on squeaking ass, goddamn it, that speakerphone.
That ain't me.
Squeaking mother.
No, that ain't me. Every
time you talk, that's on time. Well, somebody else on the speakerphone, every time you talk, it's squeaking.
It might be, dog. It ain't me, though.
Superfly bar no small block, but Mighty Mouth would try certain stuff. I just want to make sure I got the memo. That's the memo.
Listen, only reason why. Let me explain something to you. Mighty Mouth is just a regular steel and glass stock suspension car.
Mighty Mouth tries certain things, but Superfly don't give a goddamn.
If somebody's got a small block on nights, I got to try.
Superfly don't give a goddamn.
On
small block.
On nights.
Nitrous. Nitrous.
Man, I'm not playing with no turbo, no supercharger.
Oh,
nitrous. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I got
the memo. Yeah, I got to try that. We're
waiting for Superfly, man. Biz, what you got for his ass, Biz?
Oh, ALC? ALC, we?
Come on, man. You talking about Lil Tony? Come on, Lil Tony.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, Lil Tony ain't did something since James Brown been dead, man. Come on, man.
Man, listen, Michael Jackson ain't did nothing. He dead, but that don't mean nothing. He's still a pack of crowd. He's playing his music. Yeah, Kanye ain't did nothing in 10 years. See what he did when he went up there and built that house in the stadium? That don't mean nothing.
Listen, let me help you understand something, right? And LP is
I feel better if you had a fair chemo, man. I feel better if you had a fair chemo.
Hey, listen, LT is my guy. I love him to death. But the same thing, let me tell you, it ain't nothing to talk about. Because one thing about LT is he's just like me. We're going to laugh and joke before, and we're going to laugh and joke after. So let me say something to say that. My offer and my statement still stand. You didn't hear what I said.
I said I ran anybody before. I got to go ahead before I said anything to you. I got to go ahead. I'm not just talking out my ass. I believe that.
Listen. Did I even ask you who it was? You said one statement. You said y'all didn't dance before. You said you didn't dance. That ain't my style. You said you Win, lose, or draw, I'm going to get my ass in that paint. Yes, sir. Yeah, win, lose, or draw, I'm going to get my ass in that paint. Man. He might blow my ass out. You know, hey, listen. Hey, you know how it goes. I owe him a lick back. He want his lick back anyway. He got to get that back. I can't back up from it. I owe him that.
No, that speakerphone, all that damn squeaking and getting the fuck off me, motherfucker. Damn.
He owe you a lick, Mario. Let's not get the words twisted. He owe you a lick back. He chasing you.
I know, but I owe him the opportunity. I understand, but what I'm saying is, I got to give him a chance to get his lick back. That's all. Anything other that wouldn't be player. It wouldn't be player if I didn't do that.
There you go. You talking some good stuff there, Mario. I like it.
Yeah. You know I mean what I say too, don't you?
Yeah. Well, you don't try. You don't try your best. You don't give it 110%.
But that's all you can do. Ain't none of this shit in here promised. Man, listen, boy, ain't nothing guaranteed out here, boy. If you don't believe that shit, ask them Shootout Kings. Ain't nothing guaranteed, bro. Nothing.
But, I mean, honestly,
why you keep calling him
hint
to
Tutu?
Why you keep calling him hint, man?
No. I was actually talking about us that time, dog.
He didn't do no different than you did. I'm talking about me. Because you got in the shootout.
Ask the shootout key. That's why I said it. We got in that shootout and got lucky as hell. We got lucky as hell. We got in that shootout and got lucky as a motherfucker. That's why I said, but you got to be in it. You got to be in it in order to win it. Okay, nobody hit the lottery. They ain't bought no fucking ticket.
Y'all did the same thing y'all just did on two different weekends at two different tracks.
Y'all still got him on the phone.
Is Mario still on here?
See, I'm talking about? Now it's him. Now, see, at least when I call the man's name, I call him by his name. Now I got to be him. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
I said Mr. Mario.
Oh, no, you said after. Y'all you still got him on him? Y'all treat him like Bernie Mac. Him downstairs. Like him ain't got no fucking name. Him downstairs.
You said, who is Mr. Mario? He'll be ready for next month. He on here talking the whole month or so.
Man, I'm just having fun, man. I'm just shooting. Hey, listen, man. Listen, I can exit this motherfucker the same way I came, but that wouldn't be right. I'm going to sit right here and take it all to the Tutu. You get on my ass. I'm just talking. I'm just talking. Hey, listen, I can't do a damn thing right now, but I'm wishing and hoping
I'm like everybody else.
I thought his name was Clarence. I thought his name was Clarence.
That's when he a gangster. Right now he's Tutu.
Hey, dog,
he was
hey,
a gangster.
Dog,
early he was a gangster.
You signifying that, dog. You signifying that, dog. You signifying that. Mario ain't saying nothing about no Clarence. That's you not, dog.
Hey, I love it. Me and Tutu go back there.
Keep
damn.
Gotta keep it
you, got, you gotta watch him, Tutu.
Me and Tutu go dance.
He shoots from the hip. Dog shoot from the hip.
Shit, I'm buying it back, too.
I got to get that Tutu. Lord have mercy. Tutu, boy, you look like one of the motherfuckers I seen walking out that goddamn mall. And, you know, you laugh there. You look at it. You say, boy, I'm going to get you now. She tell me you can't get me. Boy, you just laughing, but boy, I'm going to get you now. I'm telling you. It's inevitable. We got to get it. I got to see what it's about.
I like Clarence better though. I like Clarence better too.
Yeah, you're Clarence.
I like that, ooh. You don't realize how many texts I'm getting about that clan shit, man. They might be like, hey, I'm getting all kind of texts about that clan shit, man. That's the only thing that keeps me in, man. Yeah. Where, Mario, where did you get that bullshit from anyway, clan? Where did you get that shit from, though?
I told you, I got it off of 6 Mile, you know what I'm saying? Eminem. Like, I got to give him the credit for that.
Just,
you know, they were doing that diss shit.
I just got another.
Dog reading this shit. Dog, you crazy as hell, man.
I'm looking at it. Yeah. Shit. Well. I mean, y'all done filtered out. We can go and get on out of here. Like I said, it just was a spur of the moment thing. We've been on here. We kicked the bobo a little bit just because we ain't had nothing else to do. And it seems like we still ain't got nothing else to do. Fucking.
We ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah. I was just trying to stir up some shit from Wednesday. I could have went on and bought me some pussy tonight.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Not
like
the lasting effect.
See this damn, it's just like they broke this week. You know, they can't, the motherfuckers that get money, they don't have the money for them at the weekend. They got paid last Friday. Well, now it's all the way to damn Wednesday now. See, them motherfuckers broke. Them some
of
broke.
Not
just
the $40
holler. That $40 holler ain't for $30 now. That $40 holler, they got all the Asian bitches, all the Asian bitches selling pussy now.
Lord, how much?
They selling pussy. That bitch gonna talk about something. I called that bitch today. She said, "Well, $140." I said, "Bitch, $140. I pay $140 for your motherfucking pussy in the snow today."
Well,
I'm on a fixed income, motherfucker. You must think I'm Mario or Tutu or somebody. I ain't got that kind of money.
I ain't spending nothing but only. She the only one. She the only one can get mine right now. Well, I'll tell her she gonna dance around in that goddamn tutu. Boy, nigga, I survived
nothing
till I get that. Nothing.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Jamal had to leave when he heard that, though. He must have had his old lady listen. He had to hang up on that, though. Jamal had to leave then. But anyway, anybody got anything before we get out of here?
Yeah, Bubba got his lick back last night, though, dog.
Man, nobody want to hear that bullshit about no fucking Bubba. Fuck you and Bubba.
Damn. How long you been holding that in?
Yeah, Bubba got lucky. Motherfucker. Stevie goddamn went to sleep. He wants to pull a goddamn who go to sleep? He wants to pull a goddamn David Reese or some shit.
Oh, man.
Hey, I know Stevie from Augusta. Where Bubba from, dawg?
Some part of Mississippi.
He's Mississippi.
Mississippi? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Mississippi. Yeah, they had all the hype on the first race, and then, you know, Bubba beat him. Once they got in the rear, in the elimination, they were on the second or third round, Bubba fucked him up.
Yeah, but dog, you already know that. Hey, listen, you ain't got to ask that. Only the killers from the South. He wasn't going to say he was from like the Midwest or up north, none of that. Ain't no killers up there.
Oh, yeah. All the killers. They ain't got no killers from up north. All the killers they ain't got no killers from up north.
Mario, you're being disrespectful, Mario.
I'm just saying, I'm sorry, is Mississippi South or Mississippi North or East West or Southwest? Where's Mississippi at?
Last
time I heard about it, they got cemeteries all over the United States.
Yeah.
One thing about it, but listen, dog, you can hold back on this. Here go the difference. Last time I heard, it was so much, they killed so many motherfuckers from up north and shit, they don't even put them in the ground anymore. They just stack them on top of each other and start burning them and shit. Ain't no more.
Come on.
Yeah.
Put Mario on mute, man. Put Mario on mute, man.
So last time I checked, we still got dirt right here. We still got dirt to put him up with Carolina killers in. They just stack them on top of each other. And
Yeah. All right. Well,
but they ask your question. They
come
from the south.
Yeah, they from the south. Yeah. Like I said, ain't no killers up north. All the killers up north,
yeah,
they migrated up there from the south. Shit, they still from the south.
Yeah.
The only thing, he done moved to the south now.
That's what I'm trying to say. And the only one that wanted to kill us was no bidding case.
Hey, dog, don't put me in that category. I ain't no goddamn killer. Now, don't put me in that category.
Well, you
I know some.
I know it because you ain't from the South.
I'm from the what?
You ain't from the South. That's why you ain't.
Damn,
the only real killer is from the South.
He disrespectful, Biz.
All right, we're finna get out of here. Mario, we're finna get out of here. Biz, all right, you must be off today. Yeah, to do. We're finna get out of here. We'll see y'all this weekend somewhere. Probably Montgomery. Montgomery's gonna be rocking Friday, y'all. Bye. Have a good day.